I'll tell you what, you blink and it's already Mother's Day 2020. Welcome to Sunday Worship here on this May the 10th. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. And happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the moms listening today. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, well, I'll tell you what, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Yeah, we sprinkle a little bit of all that over the next 30 minutes. So sit back, relax, and my prayer is that you will be edified and encouraged this morning. Let's start things off here with Fernando Ortega right here on Sunday Worship.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. 1 Peter 1:3 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I love that. Famous comedian said one time that he wished he would receive some kind of sign from God. like a large deposit made in his name in a Swiss bank. You know, for the Bible records how a group of religious leaders asked Jesus Christ for a sign to prove that he was the Son of God. He told them there was only one sign left to look for. It was his resurrection from the dead. And that sign would give them and us the proof they needed if they really wanted to believe. Friend, we see signs of God's power all throughout our lives, but nothing can be more important to our faith than Christ's resurrection. So the next time you find yourself wishing for a sign, take some time to remember what God has already done.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows my name.
Celebrating and lifting up the King of Kings today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. In Union Grove, Wisconsin, mentally disabled children receive Christian love and nurture at a place called the Shepherd's Home. But they have a problem at Shepherd's Home with keeping the windows clean. Yeah, every day the children press their faces against the glass, wondering if that will be the day Jesus returns. Isn't that precious? Friend, I don't know about you, but expectation can get us out of bed in the morning and keep us going during the day, right? However, not many people are expecting Jesus to return. You know, the Bible says that he can return at any moment to gather together those who are expecting him. Friend, that's a good reason to live with dirty windows.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away, you give and take away, my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away, you give and take away, my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be your glorious name.
Isaiah 57:18 says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. You know, a few generations ago, if something broke, well, it was fixed, right? But today we live in a throwaway society where things are designed to be replaced when they break. And that's okay for toasters and hair dryers and such, but it doesn't work too well for the human heart, does it? You know, when your heart breaks, you can't go to the big box store and get a new one. Fortunately, though, friend, broken hearts, they can be put back together again. They really can, but it takes God to do it, friend. He's the only one with the power to restore us when we've been hurt. So, friend, if you're listening today on this Sunday and your heart is broken, don't discard it, friend. Let God take a look. It may take a little time and trust, but rest assured that he's never seen one yet he couldn't mend.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you won my heart, yes, you won you.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org if you want to just drop a note and say hello. That works. Or if you have a question about maybe a song that we played today, maybe something that was said or a scripture passage, go ahead and shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, that clock over there is telling me that I need to get going. So I'm going to hang up these headphones of mine and maybe get me another cup of coffee and get ready to have church again here in just a little bit. Until next time, though, dear friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.